This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Site. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE. No, it's not vodka. It's water. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5562. I do mean it. It's always a pleasure to have you with me, have you joining me. We are live on Facebook now, so if you want to head up there, and I don't know why you want to watch radio. I'm still perplexed as to why anybody wants to watch a hairy, big face mug like mine on the air. It just doesn't make any sense to me whatsoever. Anyhow, always a pleasure, like I said, to have you with me. I appreciate the time that you're spending with me. If you want to find out the stations and times, just head up to the website. That's therealside.com. You can find stations. You can find times that it's on those stations. You can. We have classic podcasts because we have no old podcasts up on the website. Everything's a classic. You know what I'm saying? So anyway, yes, you know what? It's all about the dope. And I'm not talking about the candidates for president. I'm talking about the marijuana. You know, I'm watching all these things on TV. We've got states, we've got cities, we've got counties that want to legalize it. They want the revenue. I haven't seen anybody yet do a comparison between how much revenue they bring in, I mean, how much tax dollars they're bringing in, as opposed to how much they're spending in the increased crime rates. Because I'm going to show you tonight, or I will prove to you shortly, that when it comes to legalizing marijuana, this isn't marijuana is not like you have a beer at home. This is what you're thinking. You're thinking you're sitting back at the house, you're throwing back a beer, watching the ball game or what have you. The usage of teens in areas where marijuana is legalized goes up hundreds of times. So it's not like you're dangling candy in front of a 5-year-old without any limits. You got to use your brain a little bit. Now, when Colorado legalized marijuana, they immediately, not 2 years later, they immediately saw an increase in the use among teens. They started to have shock, right? I mean, unless you're just really, truly mentally brain dead, shock. They start having educational problems. The teens weren't paying attention in school. Grades were dropping. Middle school kids were dropping out. Now, I'm not saying this is like an apocalypse, and that's not what I'm talking about. But think about what's going on here. We have a hard enough time keeping our kids in school. We have a hard enough time educating our young ones. Now let's go ahead and get them high and wonder why they can't keep up. Come on. Some of you, if you just use the few brain cells you have left, think about this. This is not the dope of the 60s or the 70s. This is not somebody put, token on a joint just to relax and pass out. We're talking about 15, 16, 17-year-olds that are getting their driver's license. Now it's legal. What's the big whoop? Right, think about it. They drink and drive. What makes you think they're not going to smoke and drive? And for those of you who are going to write me, 347 emails about the medicinal uses of marijuana, that's great. I don't want to take marijuana away from anybody who honestly needs it for medical reasons. But from what I've read, there are pills and oils. You don't have to smoke it. There are pills and oils that are so much better for you, that will work better for you. So for you hippies of the 60s and 70s, for all you guys that, some of you guys that I hang out with, go, hey, I smoked dope, didn't hurt me at all. Oh, you got to go look at America because it did hurt you quite a bit. It really is not the drug, the same drug that we grew up with. Not even close. The middle schools and high schools see a spike in kids that are dropping out, kids that are having trouble with, and grades that are dropping. Right? Then they start creating these edibles because it's cute and funny. You know what I'm saying? And now what happens is the increased visits to emergency rooms on weekends after they legalized dope went up almost 300%. Come on. You know what? I didn't need a government study to figure it out. I could have wrote this, probably most of this, before they did the study. You give me half the money, I've already saved money to the state, right? So they also saw a rise in emergency room visits because of the edibles by children. Hey, it's a brownie. Why can't I have a brownie, right? Because you're too high the night before to know to put it away and get it out of the reach of children. Just think about and pets. I didn't see this one. Hey, Fido's high. Is that why he's is that why he's bouncing under the walls? Can't get through the door? Come on. And some pets even went to the point where they got sick and they died. Go ahead, explain that one to little Johnny, how you killed his dog. Also, what they're seeing is now they may have an increase in tax revenues. That's great. Everybody gets all excited about that. I think it was $6 million in the first year. But they've yet to look at what the costs in those emergency room visits, in police calls. They're talking about 30 or 40% of these people that start calling the state CDC because they've had a joint, maybe for the first time in their lives. And they think they're dying, or they think they're sick, or they're going to die because they ate too many brownies. Right? The law enforcement says they have seen an increase in drug driving incidents, is what they're calling them, fatal crashes, loss of productivity, and a huge spike in gang-related crime. Not in this particular story, but other stories I've read where you now have hard drugs being pushed more because you've now taken the marijuana away from the street thugs, if you would. Why would I buy it from a street thug when I can go to a store and get it and not be arrested on the way out the door? I want you to think about this. Really want you, you know, in California here, they're going to be looking at legal. It's going to get legal. There's no question about it. And then no matter what happens, no matter what numbers, no matter how we can turn it back, point back, and show you that it's all about the drugs, you're going to tell us we're nuts. Anyway, after the break, I've got Kerry Quashin's going to join me. He's a director of the Action Family Counseling. Well, he's a founder of Action Family Counseling, and he's been at this over 30 years. Now, if anybody should know about this stuff, he should. And it's not just because he may have used it in the past. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. We will be back in just a few minutes. Joe Messina, host of The Real Side radio show here. Did you miss the Affordable Care Act enrollment deadline? Can't bring yourself to sign up for a health care plan that's inadequate, restrictive, or just plain bad? Before you get tagged with all those penalties that go along with not having health care, get in touch with my friends at Liberty Health Share. That's right, the people at Liberty Health Share have plans that'll work for you, and you can sign up at any time during the year. Liberty Health Share plans also give control of your plan back to you. That's right, you will again have the freedom to choose what's right for you and your family. Plans are available for individuals and family members, not including the dog. Even if you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty Health Share plans can replace what you have now and allow you to go to any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Is it true you're getting a divorce as soon as your husband recovers his eyesight?
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Now, you know, I'm tired of fighting with you guys on Facebook and through email. You know, the dope is not, it's not what it was when we were in high school. And you guys would think that just, you know, the old white farts like myself, all we want to do is take your fun away. You know, you keep saying, well, you know what? I smoked dope. I did. I drank beer. Look, it didn't do anything to me. I say, take a harder look. It's not what it is. It's not what it was. I've asked the founder of Action Family Counseling, Kerry Quashin, to join me today. And he's been at this well over 30 years. So I'm going to defer to him on most of this stuff because I don't have a clue. I see what it does to these kids, being a trustee at a high school district. But I don't know how they get there. Let me put it that way. I don't understand how you parents are not really working with your kids anymore. It's kind of like most of the parents I speak with are, it's not a big deal, Joe. It's only dope. Thank you, Kerry.
I'm shaking my head because it's really crazy. I've been treating people now for 30-something years, and what a change when it comes to... I remember I went on TV. Remember it was Crosstalk with KCAL News?
Yeah.
And I went on news. I went on the news that time to talk about marijuana and legalization of it. This was probably 15 years ago, and I thought, it's crazy. It's never going to be legal. Well, guess what, folks? It's legal in a lot of states, and where it's not, it will be legal. And I'm not even worried about that, Joe. I gave up on that. It's going to be legal. What scares me the most is I used to get phone calls from parents, and they used to say, what did the drug test show? And I used to go, 800 milligrams THC, and they'd freak out. And then they would get their kids in counseling, and we would be able to do some our magic, right? Now people call up, and they say, what was in the drug test? And we'll go, 800 milligrams of THC, and they'll go, that's it? Okay, great, bye.
Yeah, we're good, right?
And I'm like, wait a minute. What's going on? And the difference is, here's the deal. We all have contracts when we're young. Meaning when I grow up, I'm not going to smoke cigarettes, I'm not going to drink alcohol, I'm not going to use drugs, I'm not going to rob banks, that kind of stuff. And by the way, the gateway drug is the first contract that everybody breaks is either a cigarette or a joint, right? Or a bong hit. So the difference today is we're allowing our kids, our thinking is different.
Right.
I mean, you got vaping, so parents give up. All right, it's just vaping, it's not even, okay, that's another show. Right. Now it's the pot. Well, it's only pot. Everybody's doing it. So kids are starting to break their contracts way different. At a way younger age, they'll start vaping, and somebody's, I'll never smoke weed, but it's only pot. I said I'd never use drugs. It's not really a drug. It's natural. God put it there for you to smoke. Let me tell you what you're smoking. First of all, you don't even know what the heck it is. So these kids are now smoking stuff. We're dealing with kids that are 12 and 13 years old. Let me tell you, when I get a 12-year-old, and we get many that are using pot, I can't even treat them. Their mind is so messed up. They get so, listen to this, folks, emotionally addicted to that drug that it's sickening.
What do you mean by emotionally addicted?
Emotionally addicting means that takes over everything. They don't care much about school anymore. They don't care about family anymore. Forget chores. They drop out of baseball, dance, whatever the deal is. They're emotionally addicted to this drug. We don't even put them in our treatment centers. We have to send these kids away for a year so they can emotionally catch up. So it's really, I see what's going on with kids. Look, if you're an adult and you want to smoke dope and maybe have heart attacks and go all, I don't even want to get into that stuff, good luck. But these are adolescents. And you think about these pot shops, right? What are they selling? They're selling different grades of THC. Okay, what else are they selling? Candied lollipops?
I know.
Right? I mean, who are they selling that to? Is that adults? I don't think so. Or chocolate cup?
Here's the irony behind this, right? People grow up in arms and get crazy, they get nuts of those. Remember those candy cigarettes we had when we were kids?
They still make them. I saw them at a shop the other day. Yeah.
They're either crunchy or chewy. It depends on which one you get. Right. And everybody's up in the wall. You're teaching the kids how to smoke. You know, you're this.
Yeah.
But you can give what is it, THC-laced lollipops. That's okay. No problem.
Yeah, and by the way, as you said, I'm not even against medical marijuana. There are better ways to do it. There's pills and that kind of stuff that's probably healthier and better. But I'll tell you what, and I'll debate this with anyone that wants to, anytime. 95% of everybody that walks into a medical marijuana clinic are looking for a legal way to get high. Period. End of subject. 5% actually need the drug for whatever reason. They're dying, they got cancer, something's wrong. But if you go down to Venice Beach or down to Hollywood, and they're grabbing people off the streets, the doctors, and $30, LA Weekly, get a free massage to refer somebody. What is this? Where are we going? Where's it come? I was at Venice Beach, right? And this was a few months ago, and they were trying to get me in there. I was just kind of playing with the people. And then some kid said, you kid, meaning some 20-year-old, he said, that's Kerry Quashen. He's on TV all the time. He's a drug counselor. And they all freaked out, and I smiled. But, I mean, the thinking is so crazy. But I'll tell you what's scary is you get one of these kids that starts smoking dope. first thing that happens, it's got a 7-day half-life. So it stores in your fatty cells. Where is that? Your brain, your heart, your sex organs, all over the place.
Wow.
So we're finding kids now with ADD, ADHD. I can go on forever. But what's really scary is I'm looking at these kids that are losing, they're getting short-term memory loss from smoking it. Why didn't you turn your homework? I don't know. Why'd you do your homework? I forgot. So we're dealing with that. Then they're losing their motivation, Joe. Meaning, why don't you want to go to baseball? It's boring. First period is boring. The teacher, I mean, there's so many excuses. And then we're getting these people off of the pot, right? All of a sudden they want to go back to baseball. They want to start dance. Their grades get better. So it's so clear what's going on with this new high-grade pot.
I was going to say, Carrie, this stuff is so potent nowadays. Is what does it take to get addicted? I mean, look, I'm not trying to give away my youth. I mean, we do 3 joints, 4 joints a week. That was a big deal. We were almost potheads at that point.
Different drug.
Yeah. Yeah,
different drug.
But if I didn't have it for a week, it wasn't pulling at me.
It's a different drug. It used to be somewhere around 0.3 milligrams of THC level. Now it's in the 20s. And then if you get the oils and the edibles, up to 80%.
Oh.
Different drug. And people are saying it's not physically addictive. Well, let me tell you, I disagree. I see people that are coming in to my treatment center, rehab folks, for THC addiction. And now they're going to go through lightweight withdrawals, not like heroin or opiates or benzos, but they're going to have anxiety, loss of sleep, headaches, that kind of stuff. So that's what I would call physically addictive. And then the emotional part's pretty heavy.
I'm still reeling. I'm still like sitting here going, I don't believe this. Mm-hmm. 12-year-olds.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, smoking a cigarette at 12-year-old would have freaked me out. You know what I'm saying?
Indeed.
Hey, when we come back, I really do want to talk about the increase that you've seen with young people coming in for help. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. Carrie Quashin joins me. He's the founder of Action Family Counseling. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple 2 steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using the system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids, EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS Omega-3 Fatty Acid Certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You have the manners of a goat, and you smell like a dung heap.
Back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Oh, actually, you're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Did I say that? It's not dope, really, because I haven't touched that. How old am I? Don't say it.
22.
Be nice.
22?
Older than spit. It's like 30. I probably haven't touched dope in 35 years. So it's not that. It's just me being mentally unstable. I am Joe.
We weren't going to say that, Joe.
I am Joe Messina. I am your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Hey, head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. We have a live chat room going on up there. You can check out the stations, the times on the stations, and all of that. I want to get right back to my guest because I really don't want to waste any of his time. I've got the founder of Action Family Counseling, Gary Kwashin, who's been with me. Actually, he's been doing this for 30 years. I've known you for maybe 10, maybe a little more than 10, mm-hmm. and watch what you've done with the young people in the community that we live in. And I got to tell you, I look at these kids, and, you know, I had a personal experience with one of these kids mm-hmm. years ago, and they look, once they get on this stuff, and I don't care whether it's marijuana or hash or whatever you want to call the different drugs, whatever they get addicted to, they have that lost look in their face.
They
and
do.
I don't care if it's dope.
You're right.
Or hash, you know?
You're absolutely right. And you know what's really scary? We're having an epidemic right now. There's every 19 minutes, somebody in this country dies from a drug overdose.
Wow.
An accidental drug overdose. That's not talking about car crashes, suicide, homicides, like rapes, I mean, robberies because of drugs. We're just talking every 19 minutes, somebody dies from a drug overdose. And nobody wakes up one day and starts with heroin or becomes an opiate addict.
Yeah.
All drug abuse starts innocently.
Nobody heads right for the needle.
No. All drug abuse starts innocently, and now we're allowing our kids to start using drugs.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
pretty
yeah.
frightening.
I love these parents who think it's no big deal. It's
only
a little
pot.
Weed.
Right? Yeah, right.
You know, don't worry. Yeah, he had two beers over the weekend. So, you know, it's really funny because, and we've done this too. I'm gonna say that the parents have done some of this to their kids because, you know, you start talking about, you try to teach your kids about dope early on and how bad it is and what it's going to do to you. And when the kid smokes his first joint, what happens? That doesn't happen to him.
Of course not.
Right?
No, when we were kids, remember they were, what was that? I can remember.
Reefer Madness.
Yeah, when a guy jumped off of a building and tried to fly. So, yeah, we got to be honest with kids and we got to let them know, hey, you know what? Maybe things don't happen at first. But when you start breaking your contracts and you start using stuff, things that are important becomes not important, and we lose our goals. So it's a right conversation with your kids. And by the way, you better start young.
Yeah.
Because what's really scary, here's one reason why kids are using drugs at such an early age. Because the average parent in this country, this is really frightening. The average parent in this country spends between 2 and 10 minutes with their 12-year-old and up a day.
Wow.
If there's a mom and dad even living together, these kids' lives are social media. So here's the last thing a kid does before he goes to sleep, 12 years old and up. The very last thing they do is check their social media.
Are you serious?
So they go to sleep with their buddies. The very first thing they do in the morning before they use the restroom is check their social media. So here's what happens in a kid's life, right? 12 years old and up. They go to bed with their friends. They wake up with their friends. The parents spend about a minute or two with them in the morning. They go to school. They're with their buddies. Now what? 6 hours, 8 hours? They come home. Mom and dad are both working. So who's waiting for them? Social media and their friends. Parents come home. Say, how was your day? It was good. How was school? It was okay. Do you have any homework? I done it. Are you hungry? I ate. Right back to social media. So we want to know why there's an epidemic. It's pretty simple. There's three types of children. Number one, no matter what kind of a mom or dad you are, this is important. No matter what kind of a mom or dad you are, your kid's a level-headed kid, knows what he wants to do, is going to go through life, do fine, stay away from drugs and all that madness. The next group of kids is no matter what kind of a mom or dad you are, they're high-risk kids. They're going to do things, drive fast, act crazy, use drugs, fight. Now, that's the smallest group. The next group is the largest group of kids, and that's what you call fence-sitters. Meaning, if there's a lot of parent involvement, if, you know, all those corny things, families that eat together, families that pray together, families that play together, stay together, right? You know what we're losing? These kids.
Yeah.
These are the kids we're losing today because their parents aren't involved and social media and friends are so much more powerful. So if I went into, let's say, pick a high school, you're up here, Valencia High, right? If I do a speech there in one of the auditoriums and ask the kids today, no, 20 years ago, what's the most important thing in your world? Almost every kid would have said family. If I do it today, almost every kid's going to say friends.
Wow.
So everything's changing, Joe. The time we spend with our children, and then you add this high-grade marijuana that these kids are using and other stuff, we have what I call a crisis with our children right now.
You know, Kerry, I'm glad you talked about the family thing, because we did that. Even with the all the screaming and yelling by the kids, it's like, well, I got to be here. Yeah, you know where you have to be? You have to be here at the dinner table. That's where you have to be.
Exactly.
Sunday was family day. There was a lot of things on Sunday the kids want to do, and we'd always say, no. Mm-hmm. Sunday is here at the table. And today, even though at the time they screamed and yelled about it, it's some of their best memories.
Of course.
And they talk about the difference it made in their lives. Now, do I have perfect children? No, of course not. I've got my share of issues like everybody else does. But being on the board where I'm at and, you know, looking at some of the kids that get in trouble, you're exactly right. It is the kids whose parents are not engaged, not involved.
Exactly.
And not guiding.
That's why. So they want to know why we're having an epidemic today with drugs. That's why. Because we're losing the kids that would not have done this normally with a lot more parent involvement. And I'm not blaming parents. I'm just, it's where society is right now. It's just where we're at.
Yeah, no, I don't know how you turn that around, because
by what we're doing now. You educate people, you say kids are important, period.
How many parents, though, that you've talked with, whether it's in counseling or maybe outside of counseling, where you've just grabbed a parent in the parking lot and go, hey, listen, little Johnny has been talking about you need to get closer to him or you need to do this with him. How many have you been able to change, return?
If these parents are coming to Action Parenting Support Group on Tuesday night, lots. Because they get it.
Yeah.
I mean, you could actually see it. When you hear it, you could actually, whoa, that's my house. You know, I talk to parents all the time that I can't touch my kid, I can't hug him, I can't say I love him. Why not?
Why not?
Why did you stop? Because your kid wanted you to? That's ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean, I can't tell you how many times I grabbed one or two of my kids.
Yeah.
They weren't interested in the hug. It's like, hey, too bad.
Exactly.
I'm not interested in what you think about it.
No, kids, we make a decision to allow that to happen.
Yeah.
Or not.
Yeah. No, and we're afraid. Do you find a lot of these parents whose kids are, I don't want to say out of control because it's used so often, but are having problems.
Mm-hmm.
Are they the parents that won't intrude, if you would, on their child's life, you know?
You know, I'll tell you, just a quick funny story is I used to run these groups four nights a week, but I'd come home late, and I would lay down with each one of my children every single night. So I was taking one of my kids to school one day, and he gets out of the car, Scotty, and he gets out of the car, and I said, I love you. Blah, blah, blah. I was at Boca Canyon School right down the street that's not here anymore. So that's an interesting school because you turn down the culture sack and there was a principal every day. And there were lines of cars to drop their kids off at a crossing guard and 100 people. So that night I come home and I lay down with my kids every night, if they're awake or not. And I kiss them on their head and say, I love you if they're sleeping. And they wake up. So Scotty says to me, hey, Dad, do me a favor. You know what he said, right? He says, I said, what's that? He says, do me a favor, don't say you love me in front of my friends. And I went, really? Okay. And I went into my room. I felt really bad. So I decided to drive him to school the next day. He gets out of the car and he looks at me. Like, you're not. And I went, nope. And he gets out of the car. He starts walking past the principal. And right in the middle of everyone, I'm pounding on the horn and everybody's looking. I was, Scotty! I love you should have seen his face. He got in my car and said, gotcha, sucker. And I picked him up that day, and he ran over, gave me a hug, and he said, Dad, you can say you love me whenever you want. I said, I'm going to anyways. Because I absolutely refused. And trust me, I didn't come from that. I came from a father that was an alcoholic and a mean, I can go on for days.
Yeah.
So it was. I decided that my kids were not, I was not going to allow them to pull away from me.
You know, I didn't come from a perfect family, but we didn't have any, and they weren't hidden. I know people say, well, you just didn't know. No, it's not true. My family was pretty close. We didn't have any alcoholics in the family. We had one guy that was on drugs and alcohol, but he wasn't shunned. But when he was at a family event, he was watched closely
right by
some of the older
right,
people.
Right.
But I, you know, and our parents were up in our faces. We did something wrong, and they were all over us when we did something right. And there was always a hug and a kiss and a love and a whatever. We've lost all. Let's talk about family when we come back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Hey, don't be a dope. Keep an eye on your kids. We'll be right back.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision
and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Never mind, dear. Chin up.
That's right, both of them. Yeah.
We are back. Yeah, sit back down. There's no dancing. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do so much appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Or you can send me an email. Joe, I haven't checked it, but I should. Joe@TheRealSide.com. That's Joe@TheRealSide.com, and I do appreciate it. Now, also, head up to the website and sign up for my email blast, okay? It's a little white box on the right-hand side up top. Give me your email address. I send one email a week, and all it is I tell you who's going to be in the show, topics we're going to be discussing. Yes, I have Where's the Hawk. How do you think we stay in business around here? You know, you don't have to buy anything. I never push you to. And I only send you one out a week. And if it really irks you that bad, you can just unsubscribe. It's really that simple. Anyway, I am Joe Messina. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air. And I have Kerry Quashin with me. He is the founder of Action Family Counseling. And Kerry's been dealing in the, in the drug rehab business.
In the trenches.
In the trenches. Yeah. There you go. And it is trenches.
With today's youth. Not just youth, adults too.
Yeah. You know. Yeah, that takes a special patience and a special license.
Yeah, people say, kids are bad. No, adults are a lot different.
Yes.
I'd rather work with kids any day.
You know, when I first became a trustee, my high school trustee, my mindset was to get career tech ed rolling, and that's kind of what's going to be my focus, right? But when you see some of the stuff that these kids are pretty creative, number one.
Oh, yeah.
And number two, when you see, there's a lot of good parents out there, so I don't want you to think I'm painting with a broad brush, but when it takes you 2 or 3 or 4 days to get a hold of a parent because of an issue you're having with a child, you start thinking to yourself, okay, I realize you're busy, I realize you're trying to pay the bills, but my God, if you're ignoring the education system where your kid is spending 8 to 10 hours a day, I already know why your child's having trouble.
If you're a parent, your priority has to be your child. Period. That child needs to come first. If that child does not come first, is not your priority, that child knows that.
Yeah.
And then you lose them.
Yeah. And some of these kids will say, you know, my parents are working, they're hard workers, and nobody's taking that away from you. I realize you're hard working. I realize you're trying to put food on the table. Maybe Johnny doesn't need the iPhone, huh? Maybe Johnny can get away with a $55 Android phone, right?
Gold phones, exactly.
Whatever. He doesn't have to have $250 Jordans. Maybe you wouldn't have to work so hard. I remember when the recession started to hit and we started to see things taking a nosedive. I knew kids whose parents were in trouble financially,
right,
but the kids still had all kinds of jewelry and nice clothes. And I'm thinking to myself, man, that parent has got the credit card smoking right about now.
I was talking to a friend today about it. He was saying somebody was driving this nice car, and he's some blah, blah, blah. And I said, you know, there's a lot of people driving nice cars, living in big homes, having nice furniture, whatever it is, and they're hawk up to their throats.
Yeah.
So, yeah, if you're trying to live behind your means, I mean, everyone's going to pay eventually.
So we were, before the break, two things. One is explain the contract. Let's talk about that. What do you do with your kid?
Well, first of all, we were talking on break, and it's never too young to talk to your children because you really want to hardwire your kids to make good contracts and make good choices, and then you don't want to back off. You need to stay on them. Here, contracts with most kids, most everyone, think about it when you were little. What did you say you would never do? Right? Now, almost everybody, drugs. It's one of those kind
drugs
of things. Cigarettes are a big one. When we do speeches in elementary schools or middle schools with young kids, and we start talking about drugs and making good choices, at the end, especially in elementary schools, kids cry. And we tone our speech way down when we're dealing with elementary kids.
Right.
And what are you crying about? My parents might be dying because they're smoking cigarettes. They're going to die.
Wow, I remember.
Isn't that frightening?
I remember it, but I do remember that. I remember young kids worried about their...
Yes.
That's funny.
So if you're smoking and your kids are learning in school that cigarettes kill, imagine how your young child, what your young kids are thinking about you. Used to be, when we were kids, used to be it said warning, the Surgeon General warning, cigarettes might. Remember?
Yeah.
Now here's what it says on most boxes. It says the Surgeon General has determined, that's for fact, that smoking causes, doesn't say might, lung cancer, emphysema. So there's only two reasons why a kid would smoke a cigarette. One, the cool kid's over there, and they want to fit in, so they hang out with Joe and Tom and whatever. Right. Want a cigarette, dude? No, I'll never do that. But after hanging out for a week or two, they're getting desensitized. It's not such a big deal. It's just a cigarette. So they break their first contract. And the other reason why a kid might do it is a learned behavior from home. Mom, dad, brother, sister, aunt, uncle, somebody at home is smoking, and it looks good. So little Johnny picks up a cigarette, he smokes it, and he says, it's only a cigarette. I'll never smoke pot. And he means it. But he's still hanging out with all these cool kids, and it's just a matter of time before somebody brings a joint or a bong or whatever it is they do today, right?
Right.
Want to hit? Oh, my God, no. I'll never use drugs. This is only pot.
It's not really a drug.
It's not really a drug. It's not a drug. It's natural. So, no, I'll never do that. But he's still hanging out with all these people. He's starting to get desensitized even more again. Now, these kids are now more important than family because he's spending more time with them than he'll ever spend with his parents, right? Because we're only spending 2 minutes, maybe 10. So he takes his first hit. What did he do? He just broke eight. That's contract number 2. Contracts are getting weak. But he did even more than that, Joe. He smoked something that made him feel different and better than he's ever felt before. And he's now really part of a whole different peer group and culture of kids, right?
Right.
So how does he clean that up? It's only pot. I'll never. Right?
Right.
Use hard drugs. And he means it. All the other drugs I would call drugs of opportunity. You started breaking your contract. You smoked a cigarette. You smoked a little bit of weed. You had a little bit of tequila. You're at a party. Somebody says, "Want this? Try this." No way. You smoke another joint or a couple more bong hits of this high grade pot, and then you drink a little more tequila. Want to try this? Well, what the heck? Why not? You lose your inhibitions, right?
Right.
So you take your first hit, let's say crystal meth, or smoked a little heroin. It's all here. Or some kind of opiates. And how many times do you think it takes to get addicted to crystal meth? One time. I'll tell you why. Or heroin or any of those drugs. Wow. Crystal meth we'll pick for a second. Because it's if you take a hit, and it's instant high. Immediate. So it's a shortcut to the pleasure zone of your brain. As soon as you hit it, you feel different and better and greater than you have ever felt before. Now, how do you tell someone 16? Or 63, that something that made them feel so wonderful is bad. And that's what they chase forever, that first high.
I've had a young guy tell me, say, look how you feel afterward. You tell me how bad you feel the next morning. You tell me about all these things.
Mm-hmm.
What brings you back to it?
What do you think an overdose is for? People, how do they overdose? Why do they overdose?
They're trying to get to that next high,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
Okay,
just a little bit more, and I'll feel that original feeling. They're chasing the feeling. Now, our mind, when we build up a tolerance, our body has a tolerance too, but more our mind does. Our mind needs more than our body can handle. That's when people lose their life.
I'm aware of that.
And what's really scary is a lot of these kids that are dying today, or people that are dying today, are people that were clean and sober for a while. They went, they got sober, decided to use again, and their body could not handle what they thought they needed anymore, and they end up dead. Every 19 minutes, somebody's dying. And again, it's from breaking our contracts, and it starts innocently. All substance abuse starts innocently.
Kerry, you got to get away from, and not that in a lot of this you have to decide to do and just do. I get that part.
Yeah.
But you have to get away from those people that you hung with, that use it, that think it's not a big deal, correct?
If you want to stay clean, staying clean, and so I've been clean and sober 35 years, working on 36.
Wow.
But if
good for you.
Getting clean and sober is easy. You just got to change everything. Your playground, your toys, your friends, everything. Your thinking. You know what? You got to cut all that stuff loose because it's so easy to break those contracts again. When we get people that come in our treatment centers and they end up relapsing and having to come back, it's always the same thing. You already know what it is. What happened?
I started hanging out with the guys.
And? Well, I figured I could smoke pot because it's not heroin. And
God.
I ended up using heroin again because that's the drug of choice that I really love. So it's the same deal. You leave rehab with contracts, you go back to your old stuff, and you're back in trouble again.
I feel some parents honestly don't know what to do. I get it. I mean, there's places to get help, but some parents, they just really feel like, oh, my God, I never thought this would happen to me, and they shut down.
Of course.
You've got about a minute and a half.
Tuesday night.
Talk to people.
7 o'clock.
Unless I got people flying in from Chicago. I mean,
right.
But well, I mean, overall, how does somebody, this is not me, this can't be happening to me.
First of all, it can happen to anybody. Nobody's immune to it. And there isn't you can't pick a certain kind of family and say it happens to single parents. No, it happens to anybody.
Right.
It doesn't make you a bad parent. What you now need to do is get out of denial. Get your head out of wherever it is and get some help. And when you call for counseling, you don't want to go right to a psychiatrist. Find a therapist that knows how to deal with substance abuse and children or substance abuse and people, period. It's a different kind of treatment.
Yeah.
So you want to get somebody that specializes in that. Get a drug test. If you're going to go to a store and buy one, don't buy one that just tests for THC. Get one that tests for everything. And remember that these kids are slick. If you're going to test them, make sure
they're
you're
a lot
there.
Smarter.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, my God. I was with...
We're up against it, but the little Cheech and Chong movie where he takes his sister's urine who's pregnant.
That's right.
That thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
See, we think we're smart. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host, Kerry. Thanks so much for what you do. Thanks for being on with me tonight. We're going to put all the information up on our website about you and about what you do. Hey, don't go far. Kimberly Morin joins me in the next hour. I got to tell you, we always have fun when she's around. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live.